my take at thetakeaway.org. So, folks, it's Oscar weekend, and that means we celebrate the artistry and the genius of filmmaking around the world. And there's also that timeless ritual, the moment on the red carpet before the Oscars, where some of the best journalists in the business get a chance to probe deep into the soul of the performers, the artists that we see on the screen in all the Oscar-nominated movies.
Let me ask you, when was the last time you actually went shopping for clothes? Do you actually go
shopping? Oh, yesterday.
You did. What did you buy?
I bought lots of T-shirts and things.
Did you?
Yeah, it was
anything,
so good.
I'm thinking back to when you got your Oscar. Did you go to, is it true you went to Astro Burger afterwards to celebrate and not to the glamorous parties?
I went to Astro Burger, yes, both times.
What would you do if you were on the red carpet and had to ask the question to the celebrity who walked by? How would you probe deep into their soul? Would you go to the blunt reveal?
I don't remember. Have you taken your clothes off in any movies before?
Yeah.
Or would you talk about family?
How are those babies?
They're juicy and delicious, and they're walking.
You should have more because pregnancy does, having babies does good things to your body.
Oh, thank you.
I can't believe you're a dad.
I know.
Can you believe he's a dad?
That's what happens.
Congratulations on the baby.
Thank you very much.
Oh, how fun. Fun. You look gorgeous.
Well, there's no way our next guest can compete with those journalistic geniuses. David Carr joins us with that gravelly Mickey Rourke voice that we love. He's the carpetbacker blogger for the New York Times and a reporter for the Times on all things Hollywood and will be on the red carpet. David, I mean, there's no way you can compete with those people, right?
No, there's something that happens when you get on that red carpet at the Oscars where I think there's some fumes that come off it that rob you of at least 20 to 30 IQ points. And then you have all this screaming in the background, which doesn't really sort of help your chi in terms of focusing.
Well, so you've come up with a methodology to try to upgrade the questions a little bit, or shall we say maybe go into a different realm with the questions. You solicited questions from people on your blog. We've actually linked to you and solicited questions from our listeners as well. How did people respond?
Well, I've got over 200 suggestions. One of them talked about asking Frank Langella if playing Richard Nixon changed his opinion of the president. And, you know, I think that's a good, germane question.
It's great.
There's the more sort of conversational approaches, like one person suggested just asking the person, does this tuxedo make my butt look big?
You know, that probes deep into the soul of the actor. I mean, it really gets to the Stanislavski kind of, you know, dilemmas that are inside these artists.
I know, and I think it establishes a kind of visceral connection. Here we are on the carpet. I'm wearing a suit made out of asbestos. You've been dressed by people for many hundreds of thousands of dollars, and here we are meeting together
exactly.
As friends.
A timeless story. Other than yourself, who would you vote for in your category is a question from someone named Nassau Nell, and can you name the others in your category? That's actually a pretty good one.
Can you name the others in the category is wonderful because oftentimes, you know, sort of the shine and the hope of your own specific ambitions often obscures the fact that, yes, there are other people in the category. And I've noticed when people get up to the microphone, they frequently can't bring themselves to mention those others.
Probably some sort of amnesia or something.
I like the person on your site who said, if you were paid in candy, what kind of candy would it be? It's kind of a twist on the Barbara Walters, what kind of tree would you be?
Well, why don't you ask that one then?
I'm going to. I'm just worried it'll be banal and silly like, oh, M&Ms. So, it depends on who you ask.
So,
if you ask Mickey Rourke, he'll probably say chocolate-covered ants.
Right. You know, there's a couple others on our site that I want to mention. There were a bunch of votes for, have you personally changed your spending behavior? Now, I imagine Angelina Jolie would respond for like an hour on that one.
You know, they all would. And you got to be careful of that because there might be somebody good coming behind them. You could be ask a B-lister there, you know, a question like that, and they could go on a 20-minute soliloquy. Meanwhile, Kate Winslet would walk behind them. So you really got to calibrate your questions and hope that they keep the answers concise.
Well, what do you think Winslet's answer to this would be? Would you rather be obviously brilliant in an absolutely horrible film or the weakest link in a timeless masterpiece? That was on our site.
Would laugh as they all do when you try and go serious on them. And then say, really? And you'd say, really? And they'd say, really? You would go back and forth like that for a while. You would repeat the question. I mean, Kate is a person on the carpet who likes to engage and actually likes to have a conversation, which is always a little bit startling when you're out there.
Well, David, I guess, you know, the only sure way of getting a lot of attention on the red carpet would be to ask everybody who walks by, did you invest with Madoff?
Boy, that is a... Yeah. Sore subject, yeah. with some people.
I mean, I guess Katzenberg's going to be carpooling rather than taking a limo this time, huh?
Well, I don't think he'll be conveyed on the shoulders of lowly paid workers, as is sometimes the modus operandi here. I mean, everybody wants to appear to be enjoying themselves, but not too ostentatious. So questions about this celebration against the backdrop of the economy, I think, are going to be fairly consistent ones. They will come up. And, of course, everybody is going to be deeply concerned about the broader issues in American culture.
And certainly if we see you on the red carpet, you won't look like you're having too much fun either, whether the economy is good or not. I'd like to thank my guest, David Carr. He reports on the Hollywood scene and writes the Carpetbagger blog for our partners at the New York Times. And we might hear some of those questions on Sunday night, but we'll definitely hear them on Monday post-Oscars when David Carr joins us again to tell us how it went and what questions he actually asked. You can still vote. Go to thetakeaway.org to vote what question Carr should ask for your favorite celebrity there on the red carpet. And let's pray for David Carr's voice, shall we all? Femi Okeh has the headlines.
Hello there. The time is 20 minutes to the top of the hour.